Sagt der Eilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Meister Sheni, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Reb Shimon Oymer, Reb Shimon says, Ein Sachin Shemen Shel Meister Sheni B'Yishalayim. You cannot rub, you cannot shmear with Meister Sheni oil in Yerushalayim. What then should I do with it? Put it into your eggs, drink it. The Chachamim Matir and the Chachamim are Matir. Why is Reb Shimon Machmir that you can't shmear Meister Sheni oil in Yerushalayim? Shimon holds, says the Batinura, Meister Sheni was not given to be rubbed into your skin. You can only use it for eating. The Chachamim Matirin, like we learned earlier, the Meister Sheni was given for eating, drinking, or smearing it in. Amilei Reb Shimon, the Chachamim said to Reb Shimon, Im Hekel Betruma, if you were lenient when it comes to Truma, you can smear your goof with Truma. Even though Chamura, Truma in general was more strict. A non-Kayan can't eat Truma. A non-Kayan can eat Meister Sheni. So you see, Truma is more strict. Yet you allow shmearing. Loi knuckle, should we not be makele to rub in the Meister Sheni akal with Meister Sheni, which is easier than Truma? V'haraya, it's mutter even for non-Kayhanim. Amalehem, so Reb Shimon said to the Chachamim, Ma, what are you saying? Loi no. Look at it this way. Im hekel b'truma chamura, if we're makele by Truma, we allow you to shmear oil. That's because Makom Shehekel Bekarshinim Ubetilta. We see that Trum has other kulais. For example, when it comes to Karshinim and Tiltan, these are plants similar to beans. Normally, what do we use them for? To feed your animals with. Yet there are certain kulais by Karshinim and Tiltan of Trum that you don't have by Karshinim and Tiltan of Meister Sheni, which we're going to learn about B'ez Hashem in the next Mishnah. So if we're makele by Karshinim and Tiltan when it comes to Truma, so you see, in regard to certain things, Truma is more lenient. That's why, says Reb Shimon, I allow you to shmear the Truma. Nakal shall we be makele by Meister Sheni akal? So therefore, you want to be makele by Meister Sheni, where Anachanami, in regard to certain things, it's more lenient, because even a non-Zar can eat it. But Makam shall I hekel by Karshinim of a Tiltan? We weren't lenient when it comes to Karshinim and Tiltan when it comes to Meister Sheni. So basically what we have over here is Reb Shimon seems to disagree with what we learned at the beginning of Perik Aleph. Then Meister Sheni is nitin l'achila l'shia l'sicha. He says, take sicha off the list. The Chachamim Taina, why do you allow it by Truma? And Truma in general is more chomer because a non-zar can eat it. And Reb Shimon's response is, I allow it by Truma because there we're lenient when it comes to the din of Karshinim and Tiltan, but not by Meister Sheni, where we are not lenient when it comes to Karshinim and Tiltan, and we still don't know what the leniency is. What is it that we're makel by Truma and machmer by Meister Sheni when it comes to Karshinim and Tiltan? And that is explained. B'ez Hashem, we'll see you in the next Mishnah.